Let's talk a little bit about when you were evacuated from Gibraltar. What happened? You tell me, when you left Gibraltar for England in the war.
When we came back?
When you went to England.
When I went to England?
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, I didn't want to leave my dad. I was crying and crying, holding to his pan, and a soldier had to pull me back. We were then under the army. They did splendid work with all of us. They behaved marvellous. But he said, I am a soldier, and I've got to take, even if your dad is a police inspector, but I cannot let you keep holding to him. You're under the army now, darling. You're coming with us. The boat is there waiting. I think the name was the Neuralia.
Neuralia,
I think it was. Oh, but first of that, we were taken to Morocco.
Yeah.
To French Morocco. Because British trusted France. They were in Morocco. The owners there then were French and British. Said very near Gibraltar. It's very near for them. They are close there. But we were only a month or a month and a half when France abdicated. No, you call it. They had to surrender, Mary, because the Germans were already there. If that, I think it was General Petain, I think it was at that time, if he didn't say, yes, we'll keep you, we'll stand by you, they would have killed them all, because they were already inside France. And naturally, the British government quickly took us away back to Gibraltar. We were taken. But then the boat that was taking us, it was a load, what do you call it? It was the merchant navy.
The merchant navy ship, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was the David Livingstone, was the name.
Oh.
The David Livingstone. And we went back to Gibraltar. And then in Gibraltar, we had to, well, things started for the evacuation, and we had to go to England.
And your father, what was his job?
My father?
Mm.
What did he say?
What was his job? What was his work?
Well, he was a chief police inspector.
So he had to stay?
Yeah, he had to remain. And many other men, mind you. Sometimes a man that you could think that he was not important for the army, for him to stay in Gibraltar, and they said, oh, yes, two of my cousins, Norberto and André. Mm. Their surname is Sene, S-E-N-E. Sene. He was the manager of the NAFI in up the top of the Lighthouse, the La Farola. Lighthouse, La Farola. He was the manager there, and he said, his name was Albert, Neil. Oh, yes, Mr. Neil, you are very important here. We have to keep you. You know everything. You know where the stores, you know. So we're keeping you here in Gibraltar. Oh, they brought us and they started crying as well. Well, everybody.
Was everybody crying when you left? Was everybody crying? Was
yes.
It very sad?
Yes.
Yeah.
All crying.
Oh.
All crying.
And many people, many women, had never left Gibraltar before.
Never.
And so
never.
What do you think it was like for them?
Never left Gibraltar. The only thing that we visited more was Spain, that was near, and it was cheaper. It was the only place. But we didn't go far away either. We didn't go far away. La Linea, San Roque, that they call it, Algeciras, ¿verdad, Dunia?
Yeah.
But not further
so
than
Auntie,
that.
So, Auntie, when you were evacuated, was that the first time you had visited the UK?
¿Cómo, Dalian?
When you were evacuated, was that the first time you visited the UK?
The first time?
You went to...
Well, when we first went to the Morocco, to the French Morocco.
No, when you went to England, was that the first time you'd been to England?
Well, we were... They said that the British government asked America if they could keep us. But I think America answered something that they were not quite ready, and that was one part of it. But the other part of it was that our boat, Los Barcos, our ship, they didn't have enough fuel to take us to America.
Oh.
So we had to go England, that was nearer, and they could do it up to there. And that was our first point, was Liverpool.
So tell me, when you arrived in Liverpool, mm-hmm. what did you think? I mean, was it what was it like for you? Was
well,
it cold was, and dark? And
yes, and it was on the month of May, June, July. I don't remember if it was July or September, round there. Because we arrived in London on the 3rd of September, and people there were saying, oh, it's the invasion. The Germans, they want to invade Britain, England. They want to invade it. That was the first thing we heard. But then the British people there, oh, they did behave with us, marvellous. You know what they used to say? If you want to save your life, go with the Gibraltarians, wherever they are staying, because they are blessed. Go with them. Hey, Dunia, it's true, darling.
And where were you in London? Whereabouts were you in London?
Well, I was first in Gower Street, as I said. It was near the, I think it was the Dominion cinema.
On Tottenham Court Road, I know. Used to be there. Yeah, I do.
Gower Street.
Yeah.
We were not bombed, exactly. It was the one beside us, that it was a high place, and they said that they brought Americans, Australians to help Britain. Oh, quite a lot. But somebody also said that could have been in between them one spy. Because nice, we had the blackouts, we had curtains, everything. But somebody said that they did switch something, and it was a direct hit where they were staying.
Mm.
So my hotel was not hit like that, but we did damage. But our sister, Sister Gannon, we had a sister there, she said, oh, look, Lydia, I've got to go over to the other place. It's much more necessary. I have looked around all the Gibraltarians. You are all well. The only thing is the shock. But I'm leaving you a little glass with a... I don't remember ahora ni en inglés ni en español.
What was it? A glass with what?
To calm us.
Oh, like brandy. Brandy?
A sedative.
No.
Alcohol?
It was no drink. It was a...
Ah, like
un
morphine.
Un calmante. Era como un medicine también.
Medicine.
Para tranquilizarnos.
Something
to calm them down. Everybody is okay. Nobody's wounded here. Nothing has happened. Children crying. The mothers, even the fathers, because most of them, they had to go because they didn't have anything here in Gibraltar where to keep them. But our place, my house, my police barracks, the army took it over immediately.
In Gibraltar?
In Gibraltar. Mm. As soon as they started landing, they said to the commissioner of police, his name was Mr. Gowin, that they had to take the whole of the buildings.
Police barracks.
And they took the whole of the building. But then they said to Dad, look for one of the rooms where you can put as much as you can fit in there. But things that you cannot put there, you just have to leave them as just there, whatever happens. But I had a cousin, Georgina Neal. She married a married man. He was lovely. Bill. His name was Wilfred. He was in the RAMC, the Royal Army Service Corps. He was in the army. And my dad said, oh, I'm going to call Bill and tell him to take la pajarera, como era in
English? Bird cage. A bird cage.
See, but a very big one. They have trees, they have swings.
A canapery then, no?
For the...
Aviary.
Yes.
And on the...
Big floors.
They had. The other floor was different birds that they needed a part of tree with a little hole, and they did get it there.
Nesting. What, this came to England? This came to England, this
No,
week,
no, no. That cousin of mine that she married Bill Bonds,
uh-huh.
He was an Englishman.
Right.
He was in the army in Gibraltar. That's where she met him.
You know, you mentioned Mr. Gowing. I interviewed his son in England.
Pardon, darling?
Mr. Gowing, his son in
he
England.
He was a chief of police.
Yeah. I interviewed a month ago his son in England. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.